From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The lead is Iraq. At the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland today, President Bush made a major speech on his strategy there. Speaking before the midshipmen, the president forcefully defended his administration's policy in Iraq, including maintaining high levels of U.S. troops there.
To all who wear the uniform, I make you this pledge. America will not run in the face of car bombers and assassins so long as I am your commander-in-chief.
The president's speech comes as polls indicate declining support for his policies. More than 2,100 U.S. troops have died in Iraq. Almost 16,000 more have been wounded. For more on the speech, we're joined by NPR defense correspondent John Hendren. John, welcome to the program, and please summarize more of the speech, can you?
Sure. The president started out by describing who the insurgents were, and he divided them into three groups. Saddamists, that is, people who had high positions in the previous regime who want to return to a sort of Ba'ath Party-style government. Terrorists were the second group, and he specifically named Abu Musab Zarqawi as the leader of that group. And rejectionists. And these are, as he described them, mostly Sunni Iraqis who are dissatisfied with their sort of fall from grace at a time when, from the time when that minority segment used to
pretty much run things under Saddam.
Exactly. They held special privileges that they no longer have.
Another major theme of the president's speech was the progress made by Iraqi forces. And here's what he said about that.
The facts are that Iraqi units are growing more independent and more capable. They are defending their new democracy with courage and determination. They are in the fight today, and they will be in the fight for freedom tomorrow.
Now, Mr. Bush made a point of saying that there would be other themes of his strategy that he'd be talking about in coming days, but he really wanted to talk about Iraqi security forces today, and he seemed very optimistic about the ability of those forces.
Right. He's expressing, I would say, the more optimistic point of view. You do get a more mixed point of view when you talk to U.S. military officials who are engaged in the training, and they say that there is progress with these troops. But they do their job with a lot of support from U.S. troops. Even those Iraqi units who are operating on their own have American forces to call for backup and for the kinds of special equipment that they don't have. So while what the president says is true, they're making progress, there are a lot of major concerns still with those Iraqi security forces.
He went into a lot of detail about military preparedness. There had been this comment from the U.S. commander over there, General George Casey, in September, testifying before a Senate panel. He said that there was one combat-ready battalion of Iraqi forces. This is only 700 men. And the president went into some detail about what that meant.
What he's saying it means is that these guys are able to take over in a way sooner, in a way that would eventually relieve U.S. forces of some of those duties. But he wouldn't set a timetable, and we really don't have any more information than we had before on when U.S. troops are going to pull out.
He did say that there is, and he did indicate that the White House has released this 35-page plan called Our National Strategy for Victory in Iraq. He noted it's at the White House website, whitehouse.gov, and there are more specifics there.
That's right. While there are specifics, the outline is still very, very general, and it really falls along with the president's plan from 2003. And the bottom line is failure is not an option.
NPR defense correspondent John Hendren speaking with us from Washington about the president's speech. John, thank you.
Thank you.